Hello, my name's Kate Mould and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 4th of September 2009 and the time is 23:20. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is Jessica Hamblett. I'm originally from Brighton and I live in London and I'm 24.
And how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Yeah. Can I ask, what was it that motivated you to put yourself forward to be part of One Another?
I would say a little bit of exhibitionism, but also just generally being very excited about the project. I thought that it was a really good idea. I'm a supporter of Anthony Gormley's work in general anyway, and I was just from hearing about the project just very excited about it really, and it's just a pleasure and an honour to be part of it and to take part in it.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour on it?
Well, I found out not so long ago, and I'm still thinking about it, actually, 40 minutes before I go on. So we shall see, and it's going to be a little bit of ad lib. But generally, my idea is really to just enjoy the experience and take from it whatever comes from it, really.
And how are you feeling about going up there now that you're actually here?
I feel quite excited but quite calm really, and just looking forward to it really. Yeah.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in this overall, do you think?
Just kind of general enjoyment, I guess, just on a very kind of personal sort of selfish level really, and just kind of just satisfaction of being part of something which I consider to be quite quite exciting and you know, and sort of innovative project, and yeah, I just hope to enjoy it really, and not much more to it.
Who are you doing this for?
If I'm honest, primarily myself for the experience, but also to support the project, I guess Anthony Gormley primarily for spearheading it, but also for everyone who's working on it to support it.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about you as one of the 2,400 members of the public standing on the 4th of mm-hmm. Plinth as part of One Another? Could you sort of say a little bit about your own background, mm-hmm. personally, where you come from?
I would say that I would like to think that I'm representing Londoners as someone who's not originally from London but who lives here now. I work in the arts anyway, so I'm obviously have a interest in this sort of thing and a drive to support this sort of thing. I don't know what else to say really. I'd just like to think that I'm representing a certain kind of person, like I said, Londoner, young person in London, and yeah, that's it.
What do you do?
I am I am an assistant in the sales department of a contemporary commercial art gallery.
And what was your route into this field?
My route was, I actually applied online through the normal application process, and I believe that I was also on the sort of reserves list, which I was invited to do I was invited to do so through work. Yeah.
The route into the field of your profession?
The route into my field of profession was that I, well, starting from the beginning, that I had a very arts-based schooling. I then went on to continue to study the arts in the field of photography specifically, and then at university to study art history, at which point I decided to want to work in galleries, and I carried out numerous internships in galleries, one of which I particularly enjoyed and was seemingly particularly successful with, I guess. And I returned to that company as an employee.
And why do you work in the arts?
Because it's an area of life, and it's an area that is of interest to me, that is, if I'm completely honest, I think a very much a luxury in life, but also, especially today, but also just a sort of natural product of life, if you like. And it's an area where I've been able to exercise a certain way of thinking that I enjoy, and I'm just happy to be surrounded by the kind of thing that interests me and that I find pleasurable and innovative in terms of contemporary art, and people who have the same interests and who are inspiring in that way.
Do you want to continue practicing with your own art after studying photography, as you mentioned?
Perhaps one day. It's definitely not high on my priorities. I made a decision when I went to study art history that I was not, well, that I was going to give up the practicing side of art. But I do feel like one day, whether it be, you know, in 5 years' time or at retirement age or even beyond, that I would return to that. But right now I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
What route do you hope to take in the future? What would you like to achieve personally for your own satisfaction?
A certain kind of autonomy in what I do, but I'm not sure quite how and in what exact area. I'm very happy working in the arts at the moment and being surrounded by just aesthetics, if you like. I don't necessarily see my life and career within that, being surrounded by fine art necessarily, but that I would be just fulfilled in my job and have a certain sense of autonomy within it.
How do you like to spend your time outside of work?
If I'm honest, generally socialising and just enjoying myself, really. I work pretty hard and I think I deserve to. amongst a lot of other things, obviously, but yeah, I'm generally at that stage of just sort of work hard, play hard kind of attitude.
And do you plan to stay in London?
I do for the foreseeable future. I don't envisage myself staying in London for the rest of my life.
What's important to you going forwards for your own future?
Happiness, obviously. Just independent, feeling comfortable and supported in my life, and off the top of my head, those are the main premises, and whatever brings that doesn't really matter. But also, you know, adventure and, I don't know, traveling and just the freedom to do what you want to do.
You said you're from Brighton originally. Mm-hmm. What was it like growing up in Brighton?
Brighton was brilliant to grow up in. It was, I don't think I could have asked for a better place to grow up in, really. It was, I actually went to secondary school, if you like, outside of Brighton, but then, and had been at primary school and then came back for sixth form in Brighton. And it was a great place to be as a child and as a teenager, and felt like I had everything I needed. However, knew that I couldn't be there forever as well. It was a lot of fun. And a lot of exposure. Felt like, you know, exposure to the real world. It didn't feel isolated, but it was small enough to be very comfortable as well.
And have you told your family and friends about your participation in one another?
Yes, I have. At short notice, via a couple of phone calls and a couple of text messages. And my brothers have turned up to support.
And is there sort of any kind of dominating hope or fear or expectation about your standing on the plinth tonight?
No dominating hope, to be honest, apart from just to enjoy it and take away a really positive experience. Dominating fear, I guess, on a Friday night at midnight is drunk, rowdy people. But apart from that, no, I don't think so.
How would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as a pretty laid-back kind of person, and I'd like to think pretty personable and just generally easygoing, really.
Is there anything that you would like to add about yourself or taking part in one another?
Nothing other than I'm really pleased and excited to be doing it, and I wholeheartedly hope that it continues to be a success, and I look forward to how it shapes future projects.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, thank you.